Hey, everybody. It is Friday. This is Will's producer, Riding Shotgun. This is Shannon. We are live on this Friday.
And yes, we are. It
is election countdown,
Will. It is election countdown for real. I mean, this year has gone by so fast.
Hasn't it? I mean, I remember thinking midterm elections were far off, but here we are. Today is the last day for early voting across the country. We have representatives flying all over the place supporting their candidates. It's crazy. It's crazy. And exciting and nerve-wracking and stressful and happy and I don't know what to feel.
There is a lot of anxiety. I'll be lying that if I didn't have any anxiety, and the reason why I have some anxiety is because we know what they're capable of.
And we know what's on the line.
We know our sovereignty. We know our freedoms. Right. We know our religious beliefs. We know our freedom of speech. All of this is on the line. Our safety, security, all of this is on the line. And if the left, the Democrats get their way, you won't have safety any longer. And right now, I do have an audio clip that I want to share with you. And I just found this audio clip right before I did the little short live that I did on Fascist Book, you know. And I want to share this with you because this is kind of, to me, it's a little disturbing that this is even taking place. And what they're basically saying is that you can expect violence to happen on election day. They're already talking about people doing drills about election shootings, fires starting up. Let me ask y'all a question. If there's any shootings or any fires is taking place against officials, who do you think is going to be doing it? And they're trying to, I can see it right now. They're going to try. See, this happened to Nancy Pelosi's husband. It has nothing to do with anything. That was a sex triangle, went bad. Right. But they're trying to convince everybody. That's my opinion. My producer's looking at me. She said, you don't know. You weren't there. True. But, you know, there's so many open ended questions about that. But anyways, this election, they're wanting people to be scared. And now they're talking about people experiencing shootings at voting polls. And on top of that, violence, voting polls, locations being burnt down. And let me ask you, Shannon, who do you think would do such a thing? Would it be those on the right or would it be those on the left?
I mean, historically, we know that it's those on the left. But listen, you know what? I think a part of this is driven by the fact that there are polls today coming out showing that Republicans are just far ahead their Democrat candidates. And so that's, you know, those people are gearing up. They're like, okay, if the Republicans are going to win, what are we going to do? Right. And the first thing that they do is they resort to violence. Will, it's funny that you found this video because I also found an article that pretty much said the same thing. It was on MSN and it said a wide variety of Americans are concerned about politically motivated violence. But unlike what we're talking about, remember, this article's on MSN, it says of the two parties, more Americans blame Republican Party for the risk of violence, but the difference is not wide, 31% versus 25% who blame the Democrat Party. And to me, that is only relatable to the Democrat messaging that the Republicans are violent, on anything factual, not on anything.
Right.
The only thing that they say is January 6th. But we, Will, you and I know, and everybody probably listening, we could document far more than January 6th.
Oh, my goodness. You're talking about one day. And they also tried to say that January 6th was worse than 9/11. It was worse than Pearl Harbor. You know what? How insulting.
And we know that there wasn't just the right on January 6th.
Right. How insulting is it to the people that lost loved ones on 9/11? How insulting is it to people that lost loved ones at Pearl Harbor? How insulting is it for them to even try to make that connection when there is no connection? When they're talking about deaths of thousands of people and they say, oh my goodness, January 6th was just as bad. It's ridiculous. 100%. Yeah. So let me play this audio clip And this is out of the state of Texas, where they're talking about voter fraud. See, I can't really talk about voter fraud on YouTube and Fascist Book because they want to take it down, because when you have the people that's colluding with the voter fraud, they don't want you to know about it, right? So, but listen to this. If I can play it here we go.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for coming. We're going to go ahead and begin the press conference here in front of the Texas Secretary of State's office here in the Texas Capitol in Austin, Texas. Less than 9 days ago, Voter Fraud Bureau of Investigation received information about activities that had taken place in election administrators' locations in Texas that were very concerning. One, we had an election administrator of a top 10 county that had a mandatory election judge training that had over 20 people present in this training. And in that training, they went through active shooter training on how to handle active shooter situation at a voting location. They also went through and discussed a fire drill training in this 2-hour training that they had. If that was not concerning enough, at the conclusion of this 2-hour meeting, these election workers, made up of Republicans and Democrats, election workers that had been election judges previously, they were told to be prepared for a drill of those two kinds to possibly take place on election day.
You hear this? So they're telling people, be prepared for gun violence, stuff being burned up, attacks to take place on election day. And of course, the left, they're trying to say, oh my goodness, the MAGA Republicans are going to be violent. When there's no videos of MAGA Republicans attacking anybody out on the streets, but you can produce the videos of leftist liberals doing it. There's nothing where you have MAGA Republicans calling for violence, saying that I'm going to punch somebody in the face or they're going to take somebody out because they're voting, one way. But you do have videos of Democrats saying these things.
Yeah. You know where this is being driven, Will, from? You know where it's being driven from?
The left?
It's being driven by our federal government. There's even a article on CNN Politics right now. It says, the title says, first on CNN, election workers to be trained to deal with violence at polls as midterms approach. It says federal officials, there's our key word. They're pushing this narrative out there. They're out there saying that there's going to be violence. And right now, who is the federal government under the thumb of?
The Democrats.
So, of course, they've been saying violence, violence, violence. And now look at, we're preparing for violence. Federal officials are offering state and local elections officials training to safely de-escalate confrontations with voters that could turn violent ahead of November's midterms, according to an email to election workers obtained by CNN. Now, this is before. Now, we haven't seen really anything before. This week has been pretty peaceful.
My question is who's going to be attacking who?
I don't know.
I mean, who's going to be attacking who? Because a lot of, when you go into the voting booths or when you go to the polls to vote, if you have on any political paraphernalia, they ask you to remove it before you go in. If you're standing in line with the paraphernalia on, they ask you to remove it. They don't want you to wear anything to show any political affiliation that you're supporting Democrats, Republicans. They want you to go in there as just a citizen. I've seen it so many times, right? So my question is, if all this violence is going to be taking place, who's going to be doing it, right? Who's going to be doing it to who? Who do they know that? Who do they select? And I guarantee one way that the leftists are going to do this, and you know how they make everything racial, right? They're going to have, they'll probably find somebody to go and attack some black people saying, oh my, look, this is it right here. We told you they're trying to stop black people from voting. Let me give y'all a little bit of history lesson here. Ever since black people were able to vote, it's always been the Democrat KKK party that has always been doing voter intimidation. They're the ones who always went out and they killed not only black people, but they killed white people for voting on the Republican ticket. When they knew that you were going to support Republican, they were killing people, or they found out that you did, they were killing them. The Democrats were killing both white and black people because they voted for Republicans. So it's only been the Democrats has been doing voter suppression and voter intimidation. And they're using the tactics that they're using the tactics on trying to say that it's Republicans doing it. But yet you can't show any videos of someone saying, hey, they would not let me vote. All of my information is in order. I'm not a criminal. I have my ID, everything, and they still won't let me vote. That's not happening. That's not happening at all. People need to be verified on who they vote for, well, not who they vote for, but when they vote, they need to be verified. This, the voting in our election is one of the most important things that you can do as for your civic duty. That's right. One of the most important things.
And you would think most people would go, okay, yes, I
should agree with that.
My vote protected.
Yes. Right?
Because we say it's part of our democracy and so on. Listen to this. You know, just today, you know, the left is always saying, oh, there's not voter fraud. There's not voter fraud. Just today, a Milwaukee election commissioner official, Kimberly Zapata, is facing charges of fraudulently requesting military ballots. Now, this woman should know better, right? Of course, she's on the left. And of course, now she's facing federal charges. It's ridiculous.
And today, this was published today.
This was just
and
published
what site
today.
Was this on?
This is the Milwaukee Journal.
This is the Milwaukee Journal. So she's running for political office and now she's hemmed up like this.
Right.
So she should automatically be disqualified. Right?
I mean, it's just the fact that they're saying there's no fraud, and clearly
oh my goodness.
Fraud is happening.
Oh my goodness.
Right? I mean, to say there's no fraud by either one
to
of us.
To say there's no fraud?
To say,
to
there's,
say
no fraud.
There's no air in the air. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. Today, Trump actually put
Here it comes. What did Trump say? What did Trump say?
Yeah,
what did Trump say?
On Truth Social, I shouldn't say tweeted. On Truth Social, he said, Pennsylvania Supreme Court just ruled that 2020 election was rigged. Now, let me tell you, give you context for this. It says he said the Pennsylvania Supreme Court just ruled in effect that the 2020 election was rigged, but they'll let the results stand. However, in future elections, you are no longer allowed to do what was done in the 2020 election. So what happened is they had a whole bunch of, you know, in Pennsylvania, they had a ton of mail-in ballots. We
this
know
is
that
Fetterman.
That was typical.
This
of
is
the
Fetterman's location, right?
Pennsylvania? Well, yeah, but it happened all across
well,
America.
I'm just saying, into this election with Fetterman and Oz, the Democrats, right. I'm just kind of helping you out here, setting it
Are
up,
you?
Because think about how the left is going to feel about this taking place.
Right.
Now
so what
midterm.
Happened is after the election was happening, the presidential was happening, what happened? Well, everything shut down. And just like Biden said in this election, guess what? We're not going to know
until
who
days
won
later.
Until days after. Same thing happened in there. Well, then they got this influx of ballots that, guess what? Weren't dated.
They were not dated.
And they still counted them.
And they still counted them.
And that's how Biden won that state. If you took out the undated mail-in ballots, Trump would have won.
But he did win.
I'm saying.
He did win.
So what happened is
and Trump
Supreme
is just
Court,
acknowledging it here.
The Supreme Court had let it stand. They let it stand. They said, okay, you know what? We're going to go ahead and count the non-dated ballots.
So
it went to the
this...
Supreme Court. Now the Supreme Court said, no,
those
ballots will not count going forward.
Going forward.
All elections stay the way they are. But going forward, if a ballot is mailed in, it doesn't have a date, it automatically
so basically saying it's pretty much water under the bridge.
It
we can't
much.
Change the last 2 years because it is what it is.
Yeah.
But going forward, even this midterm election,
correct.
That they can't use those fraudulent mail-in ballots any longer
right.
is what
so
I'm
now
hearing.
They're upset.
So are we saying, so I can see the left saying that this Supreme Court in Pennsylvania, they're election deniers. Can you see that? But this is going to hurt Fetterman, right? Because they can't slide in these extra ballots. So now it's like, oh my goodness, we only have days out. How do we fix this? So how mad are they, Shannon? How mad are they?
I mean, they're mad because this
they're
is,
mad.
What they say, Will, is they say this is voter
suppression
by
removing fraudulent ballots.
Right. Same thing in Georgia. Stacey Abrams, during this election, right now.
Yes, right now.
Where they're having record voting. By the way, 34 million people.
So far, throughout the nation.
Have done early voting.
34 million.
That's crazy.
34 million people.
And that's not counting today.
So again, you know what, Shannon? I'm not to toot my own horn or anything, but I kept saying this is the most important midterm election in American history. This is going to be the largest turnout in midterm election than we've ever seen. And we know this, and everybody sees it. And I kept telling everybody, I kept telling everybody, because of the destruction the Democrats have done to this country, people are turning out. But you know, a lot of Democrats are turning out too because they don't want to lose their power.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, we know how it is. And the Democrats have been good at their demonization of the Republican Party. And so they've literally scared people in America to think that if the Republicans get back in power, things are going to turn worse somehow, which makes no sense to me because historically that's not true. But now we know historically it is true that when Democrats get in power, they can literally ruin our economy as Joe Biden has done in just literally less than 2 years. But listen, when I was talking about the voter suppression, Stacey Abrams literally came out already and said voter suppression is happening here
with record
Georgia.
Turnout.
With record turnout.
Oh my goodness, there's voter suppression. All these people are turning out and they can't vote, but they're voting. But it's voter suppression.
Yeah, and she said you know what she calls voter suppression?
Will? What's she calling voter suppression?
When the mail-in ballot comes in and the ID of the person does not match the ballot and it gets thrown out. She's saying that that's voter suppression of black people more than anyone else.
So what happens when it's happening to white and Asian and Hispanic people?
So I'm basically sitting here going, so without knowing the color of the person, you're saying that black people, I'm sorry, Will, are dumber than white people and can't get their ID and their ballot information correct.
I mean, it kind of sounds like that's what she's saying. It really does.
But here's
really
the thing, in all honesty, if your ID doesn't match your ballot, it shouldn't be cast.
Because how do we right? verify that this is you?
Exactly.
How do we verify that this is you?
It's literally not verifying.
We can't just assume that you, well, maybe you woke up today and you thought this. I don't see on this ballot they, them.
To be honest, they don't want.
Can you put they, them on your license, on your driver's license?
Not, I guess in some states. I think California you can.
On California, you could put they, them. This should be, I mean, how does police officers, who do they know to look for? They and them? There's a whole bunch of they and them because they always messing up and everything.
There they go.
And I mean, it's stupid.
Them over there.
They did it. Them.
Finally works. I used to say that with my parents when I was little. They did it. My parents
they
were like, who
it.
Are they?
Well, we still do it.
We didn't know who they were, but now they's an actual person.
They tell us. Yeah, exactly. They tell us that the polls are one way. Well, who is they? Well, they are them. this is how stupid it is, right? Hey, we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone caller. Look like we have, was this Leslie from Michigan? Hey, Leslie, you there?
Well,
hey.
Hi. I got you on speaker. Hang on. There. How are you?
Great. It's Friday. Thank you so much for the call. So what do you think about what we've been talking about?
Well, actually, I just dialed in, so I was catching the last bit of it. But I'm not sure.
Okay,
So
basically we've been talking about how they're saying the voter suppression and voter fraud. I just played an audio clip here in the state of Texas where they're talking about there's possible going to be gun violence and just so much crime taking place on the day of election. And they're saying, go ahead, say it again.
That won't shock me at all. That's sad to think.
So let me ask you. Based on everything that we've been looking at, who do you think would be the ones causing the violence? Would it be those on the right or would it be those on the left?
Do you really think I need to answer that?
We know the answer. I just wanted to hear it because, you know, I like hearing the truth.
Maybe it'll be they, them.
It's so typical.
Yeah, it'll be they, them. Oh my God. They did it.
Anyway, feel bad for me. I'm in Michigan. You know, and we're kind of a pilot state right now for Proposal 3, which is they've got it all about abortion. And, of course, they've got all the arrows pointing at Tudor, who's running against Witless, that she's totally negative, blah, blah, no abortions, blah, blah, blah. So I already know that, you know, they've tainted poor Tudor. But this Proposal 3, between the lines, it's kids who are 10 years old can go to a doctor and start transitioning without their parents' approval at 10 years old. Now, I'm telling you what, if that passes, God have mercy on the state of Michigan. I'm not kidding you.
That's the same thing happening in California right now. In fact, anybody from Michigan can even go to California right now without their parents' permission and transition. They pass that as well. Oh, in fact, they'll help pay for it.
Yeah, and they're actually, and you even have some, the Elemental P community even putting messages out there to children. If you want to run away from your home, we'll pay for your Greyhound. We'll pay for your Uber if you want to run away from home. And then we'll put you in homes with known, you know, pedophiles. I mean, these people are completely sick. It's so
God,
crazy.
Have mercy on us. I'm telling you, something's. I expect the Lord to put his foot down on this election. I really do.
I hope so. Yes.
I can feel the boot. The boot's coming.
It's going to be a big, big, shiny boot, too. So, well, hey, Leslie.
Yeah,
Well, hey, thank you so much for the call, Leslie.
Hey, I love you guys. Keep doing the great work.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Can I continue just listening?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. All right. So let's go to Steve from Bigfoot, Florida. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. Hey, I'm just tuning in, buddy. I kind of got your email left. What is the big thing that they're going to be doing that you're talking about?
Okay, so the big thing that they're going to be doing, well, they're actually putting an alert out there right now that there possibly going to be violence that's going to take place on Election Day. And I just asked the young lady, Leslie, from Michigan, you know, who do you think is going to be doing the violence? Do you think it's going to be those on the right, you know, the MAGA Republicans, or you think it's going to be these communists on the left? Let me ask you, who do you think will do any kind of violence on Election Day? Will it be the right or will it be the left?
I think it's going to be them little church ladies, you know. I think you got to watch them people, man. I'm telling you, man, they can be some of the most violent people you ever wanted. You know, I'm just telling you, man. So just be clear, folks, where the violence is going to come from. It's going to come from them little church ladies.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. We have to watch that for them because they can be brutal. They can be brutal.
Oh, man. You know what's the left? Don't get their way. They're going to turn violent. We all know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because look, that's their MO. And then when you see the violence turning out because of what the left is doing, I wouldn't be surprised if you get Kamala Harris, Joe Biden saying, hey, keep it up. We'll bail you out.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the other thing is, like I said, you already see Hillary laying down the groundwork that the 2024 election is going to be stolen.
Yes. Yes. I actually talked about that on my Lindell TV broadcast where Hillary Rotten Clinton said, be prepared. The right wing MAGA Republicans already gearing up to steal the 2024 election. My question is, who did she talk to get that information? Who on the right said, yeah, we're going to do this, Hillary. We're going to steal the election in 2024. Or is she in contact with Putin again?
Well, she's got insider information, you know. We know Hillary. She's on top of it, man.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is that they're lining up. They know they're going to lose big time. And, you know, I'm just hoping what I'm afraid of is the American people have got about the shortest attention span. Now, in 2024, they'll vote all, in 2022, they're going to vote all red. We know that. But will they do it in 2024 when the economy is still bad? And I'm open. And this is when you need to do like I did. Okay. Sit down with your congressman and say, hey, look, tired of the excuses. You're in control now. What are you guys going to
do? You know, hoping. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm so hoping that the Republicans will finally put their foot down. They can't be the nice guys any longer, the nice guys and gals. They can't be nice any longer to these people who are not going to do right by Americans, right? They're not going to. The Democrats have already expressed that they can care less about the American people. They created all of these crises, right? We had a crisis with the border. We got a crisis with our energy. We got a crisis with the food. They created all this, and the main reason why they created it so to get all of us to submit submit to their rule. That's what they want. They want all of us to bow down to what they want. And it's terrible what they're doing.
Yeah. One last thing here. I want you to be aware. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, it's just because of out of experience, okay? My mother's 81 years old, and she's an insurrectionist. She was at the January 6th rally, okay? So just be aware of these old ladies out here. I just wanted you folks to.
I got you. Hey, appreciate it, Steve.
Very, very careful.
Yep.
You depend on them to fight for America, that's for sure.
Yep.
The bill that Leslie was just talking about in Michigan.
Take care, Steve.
Yeah.
The bill Leslie was talking about in Michigan, it is Proposal 3. It's about enshrining women's reproduction rights into the state constitution. It's much like what California has on their proposal today. And it says the proposal is pretty wide open. It says it is gives the women all rights to reproductive freedom, including the right to make all decisions about pregnancy and abortion. And it says all. So when it says all, that's pretty broad. I'm not all decisions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's open to you can have an abortion whenever you want, and it makes sure that they are free from prosecution.
Know, yes. You know, some of them want to have an abortion 2 and 3 and 4 years later.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been talk with the Democrats. No, there's been talk where they've been saying, let's do this. Well, it says
postpartum too. So wherever you are, it's really important. You know, I just did a quick search, so I haven't done an in-depth investigation of exactly what the proposal is, but it's really important that when you vote, people really go to Ballotpedia. I go to Ballotpedia for my local election. It tells me who's running literally in my city, county. It tells me all the proposals. I can read them on there. Ballotpedia.com. The worst thing that fears me in our American elections is what? Well, I say it all the time. The uninformed voter.
Yeah. Because they end up voting for someone who's going to basically, you know, be at their demise. That's what's going to end up happening. So if you want to call in like Leslie and Steve did, you can give us a call at 319-527-3453. If you want to give us a call and chime in about the election that we're talking about. And the reason why we're talking about election is obvious reasons, right? It's Friday. We're going to have the weekend. Monday, stuff is just going to be really getting heated up. And then Tuesday, oh my goodness.
I know.
Oh my goodness. And you know what, Joe Brandon, he just said just the other day saying that don't count on, you know, knowing who won until days later. And there's a reason why they're doing that, because they want to see what the numbers look like and what they need, where they need to flood, you know, ballots, where you they need what? To make up at.
I bet I know where he is this weekend. In fact, I have a 40% chance of getting it right.
A 40% chance?
Yeah.
In the basement?
In Delaware.
In the basement.
Because he is on vacation.
He's on vacation again. Is he on vacation?
I'm just saying.
Is he? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
I have a 40% chance of getting it right. I didn't say I had it right.
He probably is. You know what? And, you know, if anything, he'll go on air first one and just sleep, right? I mean, it's crazy. So, let me say thank you to, is that Mary?
Yep.
Let me say thank Mary for the pod beans. Thank you so much. And Sherry, you're so awesome. Thank you so much for those pod beans. It really makes a difference. It really helps.
Yeah, right now I'm going to tell you guys, I talked about this voting website that I look at. They kind of keep tracks and they kind of say which way they think the election will be going. They watch the polls and all that, which I know people always like the polls, but listen, polls are showing favorable quite a bit for Republicans right now. And listen, it's early voting, which, you know, a lot of Republicans still have not voted because they don't trust the system. They don't trust mailing it in. So a lot of people are going to vote that day. Right now, 54% chance that the Republicans will take the Senate, according to this watcher.
54% chance. 54%. You know what? I'm praying and I'm hoping that the Republicans take so much of the Senate that you'll have to look really close to find the blue. Yeah. You really have to look close. You know how they show the little dots up on the, you know, showing a chart, showing how many seats a Republican have. I want to say, there's a blue right there. That's what needs to take place.
Yeah.
That's what needs to take place. The Democrats have, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. The Democrats, they're the enemy of the people. They're not for the American people, because if they were for the American people, they wouldn't purposely deplete our national reserves. At the same time, cut the XL pipeline, which probably could be producing oil today, where they stop the offshore drilling, where they stop the drilling on federal lands. And then they keep telling the oil companies, drill more. But the oil companies keep saying, you put all this red tape and you won't approve anything. And then the White House would go, we did approve this stuff here, but they approved it where there's no oil.
So
the oil companies need new locations to be able to drill the oil where they know the oil is located.
Let's talk about the oil for just a minute. On Reuters today, it says the U.S. sells the last batch of emergency reserve oil from this historic release.
Wait. Go back. They sold the last batch
of the emergency reserve.
So this is United States emergency reserve, and they sold the last batch of it. So now, what does that mean? This is on Reuters, right? So this tells me that we're completely out.
Well, this is once he's released.
Once he's released.
Yeah. So it says the U.S. Department of Energy on Thursday said it sold 13 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in six companies, completing the last batch of the largest ever release from the stockpile announced from President Biden in March.
Wow.
And on top of that, Biden today, he says that this is on the Hill. It says Biden says he will talk directly to oil companies soon about high gas prices. He's very upset. He said, I'm working like hell to deal with the energy prices. He said, I'm going to have a little, as they say, come to the Lord talk with the oil companies pretty soon. Watch out, people. He's giving you the threat.
Is that how he talks?
That's how he talks.
Well, hyperbole.
He says, what are the bills? What are the bills people have to pay every month? A lot of people, well, guess what? Every month, a lot of people have to pay for prescription bills. They have to pay for on a regular basis. They have every month their healthcare premiums, energy costs, cost of heating. And how much of that is critical to working and middle-class families? What can we do about it? So he's upset because guess what? The Shell company, the companies reported the high third quarter earnings. He doesn't like it when the oil companies make money. But little does he know that what's driving the cost is not the fact that these people just want to make money. These companies want to make money. What's driving the cost is what, Will? Supply.
And demand.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
Supply is low, demand's high.
Yep.
Drives up the cost.
And you know
that's how capitalism works.
Yeah, and let me say, and we have a new caller on here. We'll go to this caller, but let me say this real quick.
Say it.
You know, they created all these crises. You know, I've been saying this for about 6 months. They created the crisis, or if they don't create the crisis, they'll use the crisis. You know how they say, let no crisis go to waste.
Sure.
But in this case, they created this energy crisis. Mm-hmm. They created the border crisis. They created the fentanyl crisis. They created the inflation that we have. They created all of these different things, right? They created this. And you know why they created it? Because now, even with the diesel right now, there's still a lot of people. We did a report on it. And even with the diesel, now many people are starting to hear more and more about it. The diesel is about to run out. And they said the diesel, come this election day, will be completely out. They won't be able to replenish it, right? And it's like the Biden administration is not trying to do anything about it.
Yeah, they're not. And they're actually silent on it.
Yeah, and they're saying come Thanksgiving that it will be the gas stations won't have any diesel. So what ends up happening? They're doing this to try to force all of us to depend on the government and go and buy electric vehicles, right? They're forcing us. They have the federal government forcing you to purchase something. The federal government is forcing you to comply to their needs, right? To their means, because it also goes along with food. If you can no longer buy food because there's diesel, they're going to depend on the government, because a lot of people have not prepared for what's about to happen. You know, and a lot of people don't even think that this could possibly happen in the United States of America. Because as of right now, I can go get in my vehicle, drive down to the store, la, 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 buy whatever it is that I can afford, of course. I can go buy high dollar milk. Maybe one jug of milk can be out the store. But the point is, I can get my vehicle and go do that today. Come Thanksgiving, we might not be able to do that. And we're going to see so much damage before then.
You know what? I read an article, Will, about Japan. Japan is actually, when it comes to electric cars, they're only going to sell electrified cars, so more like a hybrid.
They're not going full electric.
You know why? They said the market's not ready for it. People aren't wanting them.
Yeah,
people aren't buying them at the pace that they want them to.
People can't afford them.
So they're saying they're going to hold off to really committing that until around 2030. Makes more sense to me.
Well, give it time. Give it time. Give it perks. Give it more where they can charge these vehicles within an hour, 2 hours, because the technology is coming. But right now, where you have to wait 2 and 3 hours in line just to get in line, and once you get there to charge, then it takes all that time to charge it. I mean, really. Okay, let's go to this caller. This is the new caller. The last four is 7663. All right, let's go to the caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Ohio.
Ohio. What's your first name?
Dayton, Ohio area.
What's your first name?
It's Rachel.
Rachel. Thank you so much for the call, Rachel.
What is it? Vance?
Yeah, J.D. Vance.
And Ryan.
Yep.
I had an input on the elections and what you were talking about, diesel. People probably need to really stock up, because local grocery stores only have 3 to 4 days that serve their communities, except for
places like Walmart and Target. They have distribution centers that carry a little bit more, but in any case, they don't have a whole lot more past
they don't have a lot. They get shipments a couple times a week.
Let me say this too. And even these companies that have the warehouses, soon as it all hits the fan, they're going to regulate how much you can get when you go to the store.
Oh, yeah. Remember? They kind of did that during
They did that during the plandemic. Remember? You wanted to go in the plandemic? Yep. Go ahead.
But, but the election, so I'm working the poll in Greene County is where
I'm at. God bless you. Thank you for your service. Awesome. I'm going to tell you that right now.
So tell me. Okay,
yeah,
I'll be there
all day after that Trump rally on Monday. He'll be here in Dayton, Ohio.
Let me ask you a question. Since you're a poll worker, right? So are you scared to go work the polls? Because according to the left, there's going to be a lot of violence come the day.
No, I'm not scared. I'm not intimidated by the left.
Good for you.
But anyways, we had to go to the training, and the lady, of course, you could tell she was on the left. And she gives us, for instance, if a school teacher has an issue on their shirt, you can just let them stay. But if, you know, somebody's wearing a this or that, which she was speaking of Trump, is what she was speaking of, then you have to kick them out or come change or cover it up. But we can let the liberals get away with it.
Are you serious?
And then we're supposedly not allowed to inform people. This is why I called in. The right is they can have a paper ballot. Unless if they specifically ask, she says, you have to sign them on the Dominion machines, which I'm not going to do that. I'm going to push the paper ballots, but until I guess they throw me out, I don't know.
Wow. So they're trying to push everyone to the machines.
I feel like that. Yeah. They want the Dominion machine.
Do you have mail-in ballots in Ohio or no?
Yes, we do.
So what's the difference?
And during the 2020 election, I have 2 adult children, and they don't even live here, and I got at least 10 ballots for them.
Oh, I don't live in California, and I always get them from California. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, and they literally mail them to Texas.
We got one. So, I don't...
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Can I ask you what's your feeling between Vance and Ryan? Like, what's the new saying? Is it slanted towards Vance? Is it slanted towards Ryan? What's the vibe there?
Well, as far as yard signs and stuff go, it's definitely JD Vance.
Awesome. Good to hear.
We have too many conservatives here. They couldn't cheat our state last time.
Well, they're gonna try.
The polls by 10%. Yeah, they're going to try, definitely. That's why I don't feel like conservatives should be out early voting, because that's going to give the Democrats
That's the reason why I'm waiting until the day of.
Yeah,
you know what? There's millions of us that's waiting until the day of.
And they know that.
They know it.
Right. I've been begging people, do not go vote yet.
Yeah. And you know what? That's part of the reason right now why the left is saying, oh, there's going to be violence the day of the election. And they're trying to put that memo out there, try to get it out there to prevent conservatives from voting. But you know what? Conservatives, Christians, we believe in our freedoms. We're willing to die for our freedoms. We're willing to fight for it. So them putting this out there, that's not going to stop conservatives. We're going to say, oh, I see the game. I see what you're trying to do. We're going to go for our rights, for our freedom. It's crazy. It's crazy. What, you know what, Rachel? Thank you so much. Give us a call Monday, Rachel. Monday, because I know you're going to be too busy Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be up at the airport at the rally. So,
amen. Yeah. Have fun. Those rallies are awesome. Lots of fun.
All right.
They're so fun.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Take care. Talk to you Monday.
You too.
Bye.
So, Will, there was kind of big news in the news today.
Big news in the news. What's the news?
So it's flying around. There's huge buzz that Trump is preparing to announce his 2024 election.
Yeah.
They are saying that they are possibly doing it as soon as November 14th. So, and I were saying we hope.
So, yeah, we were hoping he would do it November 9th.
Yeah.
But, we'll settle with the 14th.
Yeah.
But and we called it out, right? We called it out. I said, as soon as he announced that he's running, right? What the left is going to say, the only reason why he's announced him running is why.
So even this article said it. It said Trump has been eager to launch a new campaign in part, listen to this, to shield himself from a stream of investigations. Like, that's a reason to run for president.
Like, that's a reason, right?
Give me a break.
To get away. But that's what they're saying.
There has been a race, though. To either the January 6th has been trying to race to indict him before he runs.
Now, they have been.
They have been.
They have been. Because, come on, everybody. This hears the sound of my voice. How many of y'all really thought that, President Trump was going to sit out and not doing it? And not do it. The reason why the Democrats are going after him, because they see what we see. They see the return of the Jedi. They see President Trump returning. And I say this today, and I've been saying this, President Trump needs to return so that he can go ahead and put his foot down. Because when President Trump went into office in 2017, remember, he won the election in 2016. He went into office January the 20th on 2017. And then that's when all of the hatred towards him came. And then he was learning. President Trump is such an intelligent man when it comes to business and coming to dealing with people and learning stuff. President Trump was learning the lay of the land. See, now he's been in the businessman world for a long time, and he realized how he can lose $1 billion and make $1 billion, right? He's learned all of that. So now he's been president and he learned the lay of the land. He know that people can be sneaky, just beyond belief. He learned all of that, because a lot of people say that while they're playing checkers, he's playing 4D chess. So that's why I'm saying it. Now, with that said, President Trump is just a man if we have any trolls. I've never said that President Trump walk on water. The left, they think President Trump walks on water, because every time he does something, they go, "Ooh, Christians, look what he did. Are you going to still support him then?" I realize he's just a man. I realize that. But they don't. Right? They don't. They want us to hate them for all of the reasons. Okay. Now I want to play one more thing before we, this is kind of tied in and related to what's happening in our world, what's happening with the oil crisis, what's happening with the diesel running out, what's happening with the food crisis. This young man, that I'm getting ready to play for you.
What's his name again? He's from the UK.
If I'm not mistaken, his name is from the UK. His name is David Icke, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. And he's actually from the Netherlands. And it's, to my understanding, he's been banned from the Netherlands for at least 2 years. And I think he was living there. So it's like almost like they kicked him out of the country, or maybe he was traveling there just doing speaking engagements and stuff like that. And they banned him from the country, right? Not just social media, but they banned him from the country because he says this. Listen.
Has the Dutch government, a guy called Rutte, the prime minister, completely owned by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, why has he just announced that the Netherlands, the second biggest exporter of food in the world, is targeting farmers to destroy them and get them off the land, which is where all these farming protests in the Netherlands have come from. At a time of food shortages and supply chain problems, you are targeting the second biggest exporter of food in the bloody world to destroy its farming base. Why are you doing that?
Let me stop it real quick. There's just a few more seconds in this. Just like Biden stopped our oil production here in America when we were the number one exporters of natural gas in the world. You hear what I'm telling you? When Trump was in office, we were the number one exporters in natural gas in the entire world. They reversed all that. They stopped it. And there's been many reports, even here in the United States of America, where they've been going to farmers and telling these farmers to stop producing the crops. I'm pretty sure many of you've heard about this. Many of y'all seen the videos. There's one video where they put all these farmers together and say, yeah, the federal government came to us and told us to stop producing crops or they would arrest us. That's how bad it is. And when he's saying this on the other side of the pond, this should be really alarming because we're headed to a food crisis and so much more.
If people depend on you for what's left of the food, you control them. Where food is abundant and cheap, you do not control them. Where energy is cheap and abundant, you do not control them. T equals dependency equals control. And that's why they're targeting the food chain, they're targeting the energy supply, they're targeting everything.
How profound is that? And that's exactly what it is. Because again, if the oil, if everything is cheap, gas is cheap, you're not going to be like, oh, I need to get an electric vehicle. If food is cheap, oh, I don't need to depend on the government to give me food, give me subsidies. I don't need any of that, right? Because everything is cheap. I don't need you, tyrannical government. But they create the crisis, so then you have to depend. I've been saying this for all this time, and just to hear this young man say this,
it's just
for me, it like put the puzzle together. And I've been saying it similarly, right? Because I see the writing on the wall.
Talk about seeing it in our everyday lives today on Epoch Times. The Epoch Times, for those of you that are just tuning in, it's one of my favorite news sources. They have an article that says U.S. and global war on farmers intensifies amid food shortages.
When was this published?
Today.
This was published today.
Today. Yep. Wow. That's a talk about, right? It says the effects of what critics have described as a global war on farmers and ranchers are becoming more apparent. But even as food shortages intensify, government, including the Biden administration, are cracking down harder on agricultural production, which doesn't make sense. Well, you and I reported last week, 19 attorney generals are coming down on big banks that are fighting back on some of our industries and working with the United Nations. Those industries that they're working to take down are our fossil fuels and agricultural. Yep. It's crazy. It says experts and lawmakers who spoke to the Epoch Times warned that it was time to rein in government policies that are harming the poor the most. The Democrats say that that's who they are for, but literally their policies say something completely different. A Republican congressman said a GOP-led Congress would begin work immediately upon taking control. You can read this. It's a lengthy article once again, but there's a lot of interesting information about it, about how they've affected funding our agriculture, even, you know, farms. It's crazy.
All this is coming down.
What our own government is doing to us. And like this man said in that video, they control the food. They control us.
They control the energy. They control you.
And talk about energy. There's another article just came out today on the Epic Times. Energy supplier warns of rapidly rising prices due to, get this, demonization of fossil fuels. Once again, our government has a war on fossil fuels and agriculture. The Biden administration specifically, our banks specifically, and along with the UN. It says an energy supplier based in New York State warned that diesel distilleries such as heating oil or jet fuel are at their lowest levels in more than a decade, saying that the Northeast United States could face shortages this winter. He said, our suppliers are really saying it's a fine, tight rope that if we have a drastically cold winter, it could be trouble.
And none of this is by chance. This is all of this is by design. Man. They and you know what? I'm gonna have to say it one more time. They created this crisis. They created the crisis, right? And what the way I was saying it before, they would create the crisis, or if they didn't create the crisis, they would take advantage of the crisis. But in this case, we see this crisis that they're creating. Yes. And most of the time, what they do is after they create the crisis, they'll blame somebody else.
Of course.
They'll blame Putin, or they'll blame anybody. They'll blame Trump, but they won't take responsibility for what they have done to the country. The people in the country are waking up to it. Majority of the people in the country, in my opinion, are waking up to what the Democrats have done. And again, this is them trying to, and what they'll do is they'll try to come in and like they're here to save the day, right? Like they did with the infrastructure, not the infrastructure, but the inflation bill that they passed. Like that
really
was
has nothing to do with
nothing
inflation.
To do with it, right? And they said they were doing that to come in and save the day, and all it is a name. That's all it is. It's still the green stinking New Deal. And the inflation bill is not doing anything to help out the American people. It's not doing anything to make a change or a difference. So for everyone that just tuned in right now, if you want to give us a call and chime in about anything that we're talking about, the number is 319-527-3453.
One other thing I want to bring up today that was pretty big news is the House Judiciary GOP charts course for FBI DOJ probe in a lengthy report.
DOJ?
The DOJ.
You always say DOG.
Did I say DOJ again?
Yeah, because you're from California, and you always used to listen to Snoop Dogg, D-O-double-G.
Hey, I don't like Snoop Dogg too much anymore.
No, that's when music was just music. Now they're all political. They're all political. I mean, I can't stand it.
Unfortunately, I hate that. It really ruins it for us all. But it says, the report teases their desire for future investigations. We're talking about Jim Jordan, Grassley, Garland, Christopher Wray, they all created this. It's actually a 1,500-page document, and it has letters that have, it says letters and Republicans have already sent to agencies with 1,000 pages of the report covering correspondence from the last year. That includes multiple copies of a five-page letter, one of each of the 93 U.S. attorneys, plus the FBI director and acting assistant attorney general. It says there is likely much more to cover in the months ahead. It says the report lays out a laundry list of complaints about the FBI and DOJ handling various matters, including domestic, you know, calling parents domestic
terrorists,
violent, communication on social media companies about misinformation, alleged retaliation against agents who attended rallies outside the U.S. Capitol, alleged investigations into parent school board related cases, and so on. It just goes on and on. But anyways,
so I do have an audio clip from Jim Jordan actually referring to some of this and actually talking about this at the DOJ and FBI and this 1,000+ page document.
This is just their plan. Right. They but take the house.
So, but see, the only problem that I have with them relaying this information before the midterm election is because we know what the Democrats are capable
then
of.
Then they get ready for it, right?
Then they get ready for it. Oh, they say, oh, wait a minute. They're going to do this it with the DOJ and the FBI. So then we know we most definitely need to slip these ballots in here, slip these ballots in there to prevent them from being able to do this.
I feel the same way.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to clean up. You know what? They're probably shredding documents just in case. They're probably, I mean, I'm telling you. And then the whistleblowers, right? They're going after the whistleblowers that's actually doing the whistleblowing on the DOJ and the FBI. When, to my understanding, it's against the law for them to go after the whistleblowers. There's whistleblower laws. So when you see something, a crime, violence taking place, misconduct taking, you know, happening in the DOJ and the FBI, whistleblowers are allowed to go say something, but they're actually retaliating against them. But listen to this audio clip with Jim Jordan.
New this morning, House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee release a 1,000-page roadmap detailing allegations of political bias in the FBI and Department of Justice under President Biden.
It's just a preview of what a GOP-controlled majority may uncover from the administration after the midterms.
Ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan, joins us now. So you just released this report. I think the number one question that Americans have about the FBI is not just investigations, but real accountability for what has been happening, not just recently, but over the past really 5 years.
Yeah, look, our job is to get the facts to the American people. We've released this report today, which just shows how bad things have gotten at the FBI and the DOJ. It's all driven by politics now over there. And that is, I mean, that's, look, we live in the greatest country ever. But America is not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. That's not happening. And we know it's not happening because 14 brave FBI agents came to us as whistleblowers and told us what exactly is going on here. Started with the school board issue, but it's also this juice in the numbers on domestic violent extremism cases. And then, of course, just the politics that are rampant. They're actually purging now. We've had a whistleblower tell us they're getting rid of conservative Republican type FBI agents. So that's the problem. Our job is to get the facts to the people. And then let's hope at some point we have a Justice Department that actually holds people accountable for the wrongdoing.
And just how disturbing is that? They're actually targeting Republican conservatives that are Republican, and the FBI, and removing them from their position.
That's what an authoritarian regime looks like.
Total authoritarianism.
Total.
And it disgusts me to no end.
It should.
And so we have the top law enforcement in the land breaking the law. And there's no accountability. There's no repercussion about it except for this Tuesday. The American people actually can make a true change. And I'm hoping with all the dead people that they're going to get to vote, that we actually get more people voting than ever before for Republicans to remove these Democrats. And you know what? There's a lot of Democrats that used to be Democrats that are voting for Republicans, and they want President Trump back because they're tired of them trying to sexualize children. They're tired of having to go to the grocery store and on the way spending high gas prices and then get there and that food just out the roof. I mean, this is affecting us all. And that's the reason why I'm talking about it so much, because we all are being affected by this. Their policies affecting all of us. And if the Democrats get their way and they steal this midterm election like they did to 2020, guess what, everybody? They're going to put everybody back in mask. They're going to force masks back on everyone, because all of a sudden, I'm telling you, before the 2024 election get here, there's going to be another plandemic to come about, because they've already tried to do a couple. Have y'all noticed it? Like the monkeypox. But that phased out. They stopped talking about the monkeypox because they saw that it was only affecting men sleeping with men, right? So they couldn't get everyone to jump on board. Oh, my goodness, the monkeypox. And I'm like, well, just don't sleep with a man and you'll be fine, right? I mean, you shouldn't be sleeping with a man in the first place if you're a man, right? You can't procreate. It's not meant for that. But they stopped talking about the monkeypox. But you can, I can guarantee it, without me even knowing the future, and I'm just seeing it writing on the wall, they're going to use that excuse again, because they said, oh, the pandemic worked against Trump because we were successfully able to do a coup d'etat against President Trump in November of 2020. So you know they're going to do it again, because they're going to say, well, we have a pandemic. We have to send in the ballots. We can't go to the polls. See, they know that's not going to work this time. That's why they haven't. They started trying to push it. That's when the monkeypox, they were trying to do the monkeypox to get prevent people from going to the polls. But people are like, no, you know, I'm still going to the polls. And it fizzled out. But guaranteed they're going to do it again. Hey, we have another caller, Shannon.
Okay.
All right. Look like we have Judith from Alabama. Hello, Judith.
Hey, Will, Shannon, how y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Well, listen, I've got so much to say that I can't even say it. It won't even come out. But I called in because, Shannon, I want you to know I'm on your side, even if you are from California.
Oh, girl, thank you. Hey, at least I don't have the California mentality, yeah. Right? I didn't bring it to Texas with me.
Well, nailed you, girl. I felt sorry for you. I had to call in and let you know that it's okay. It's okay.
Are you from Texas? Where are you?
She's from Alabama.
She's from Alabama.
Alabama, but I'm originally from Chicago, from Democrat country. I was raised Democrat and the whole shebang. And I'm going to tell you that it just really bothers me that people would vote for Biden because they like Obama.
I know.
I know. That's the reason.
That is the dumbest thing anybody can do, you know. But when I got born again, see, that's what changed my life. When I got born again, I started voting from a biblical view, and we're responsible. If we're going to vote, then we're responsible to vote from a biblical view.
Absolutely. You know what? It's our way of planting seeds.
Yep. 100%, 100%.
Right. Somebody said that before, and I thought, wow, that's powerful. And that is so true. We plant our seeds by voting according to our morals.
Yep.
Yes, according to God's will. I mean, it is not God's will that the things that they're doing be going on. It just absolutely is not. And if you look up Democrat compared to Republican, the Democrat really are the people who believe they're eligible to run the country, where the Republicans believe the people are eligible to run the country.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, it's so night and day, but yet they have a way of just glossing over and smoke screening things to keep people twisted out. And they don't know what to do. So what do they do? They lean to what they're used to, familiarity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, you know, there's just so much going on. There's so much spiritual warfare going on, y'all. But I just want to let Shannon know that I don't care if you're from California, honey. You're my favorite. I just love you.
Thank you, Judith. I love you too.
But thanks so much, Judith, for the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Judith, real quick. Bye-bye. Judith, real quick.
What?
You there? Have you voted yet? Or are you waiting till Tuesday?
Oh, no, we never have early voting. And I've worked the polls before, and I can tell you, in my county, in Mobile County, they run a tight ship.
Well, amen.
That's nice.
That's what we need, tight ships.
So right now, go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, they don't get away with nothing down here.
Well, that's good. Let me ask you one last question before I let you go. So we're looking on here on Judge Report. And it's saying on their midterm final sprint, and it says 9 out of 10 fear violence on election day. Do you fear any violence for election day? Is that going to deter you from possibly going?
No, I'm just going to take my gun with me.
There you go.
There it is. Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much, Judith. Have a wonderful all weekend.
Right. Yeah, amen.
Take care.
Love you guys. God bless you. Be safe. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. That's awesome. You know what? You know, people will go and protect themselves. You know, they will protect themselves. But again, the Democrats, they don't want you to be able to protect yourselves, right? I found an audio clip with Warlock. I call him Warlock. His actual name is Warnock, but I call him Warlock. But he's actually saying people on Capitol Hill to come up with these stupid legislation, stupid laws, and stupid rules. And you know what he's calling stupid? The Second Amendment.
Yeah.
He said, he said, someone actually owning and bearing a firearm, how dare they? And they make up the dumbest laws. Really? Being able to protect ourselves, that's dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
It's right.
It is. It's absolutely right. And it's constitutional.
Yeah.
So if you want to chime in, so we do the system here. If you want to chime in, you have to call us on our hotline, and that is 319-527-3453 if you want to chime in.
I do want to give another bit of news.
Yeah, and on the audio podcast, that's where you can listen in. But for everyone that wants to talk in, they do have it on there on the audio podcast where you can, like, chime in that way. But the audio doesn't seem to come through correctly. But this way we can take your phone call, and it seems to be a lot better. So. What were you going to bring?
So, well, you know, yesterday we reported that North Korea is helping Russia with ammunition and other equipment, right? Well, today the Pentagon just said that they will be funding tanks for Ukraine. We are going to be spending $400 million in military assistance package that will provide armored vehicles, drones, and a budget to refurbish air defense missiles
to Ukraine. More government spending.
Yep.
Which is going to cause the inflation to go up. It's going to cause it even more to go up. That's just wild. That's just wild to me. And you know what? They don't care. They don't care that there's so much. And let me ask, you know what? I have a question, because I get people all the time and they talk about their support for Ukraine. Now, I'm for the women, men, and even children, right? In Ukraine, it's in harm's way. We should support them, but I don't support I'm just going to be honest with you. The government of Ukraine, they're not peachy. Anytime you have Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, all of them talking about, you know, we need to throw all the money we have into Ukraine. Is anyone not questioning that? We see how the Democrats are destroying America, and the Democrats are telling us that we need to give all that we have to Ukraine. The Democrats are doing this. I don't know about you, but I question that. I highly question that. The same people that's destroying America are telling us that we need to help Ukraine. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Okay, so I do have another thing I want to say, and I see we have another caller here. But let me play this. Let me play this real quick. And this is an update. This is an update on Nancy Pelosi's husband. And again, I think it was a sex triangle that went bad. That's just my personal opinion. And I wasn't there, but it's just too many unanswered questions. And Nancy Pelosi's reaction to all of this is really telling. Right. It's really telling, because most of the time she loves getting in front of the cameras, love talking to reporters. But in this case, she's silent. It's total crickets, right? What is that about? But listen to this. Here's a new update about Nancy Pelosi. And y'all remember when it first happened, the press was asking, well, who answered the door? Who opened the door? Right? Think about it. So again, when Pelosi's husband called from the bathroom, right? And then they showed up. And guess who opened the door? Listen to this.
Craig, good morning. When officers arrived here at the Pelosi home exactly a week ago today, they initially didn't have any idea exactly what was going on. They knew they had a high priority call on their hand. What was unclear, what was happening inside the property just behind me.
This morning, Paul Pelosi is home, back at the house that became a crime scene a week ago today. NBC News learning new details about the moments police arrived. Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now revealing when officers responded to the high-priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announce, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home.
You hear this? He didn't even declare an emergency or try to leave his home. He didn't even try to put himself in between the police and the assailant. Why would he not? Listen to the rest of the story. So again, see, this just brings out more questions. Why would he not do that? The police are there. Get in a safe spot. Get between them, right? I mean, that's what you would do if you call the cops and the guy is still there, right? And the question is, why didn't the guy try to leave, right? Why didn't the guy try to leave? They said he was trying to do suicide by cop. But again, there's so many holes in this story.
Tried to leave his home, but instead began walking several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. It's unclear if the 82-year-old was already injured or what his mental state was, say sources. According to court documents, when the officer asked what was going on, defendant smiled and said everything's good. But instantaneously, a struggle ensued as police clearly saw David DePapp strike Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer. After tackling the suspect, officers rushed to Mr. Pelosi, who was lying in a pool of blood.
I mean, come on. So the police officers watching all of this unfold. This is not like open questions for everyone that's hearing this. I mean, does it not? I mean, what? They're smiling, and then all of a sudden this takes place. There's something really odd about this. There's something extremely odd about this. I don't know about you, but it is. All right, let's go to the phone call. We got actually got a couple people that's calling in now. Let me see which one was first. Okay, this one here. The last four is 8823. 8823. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, well, I'm Marty. I am in Texas.
Marty in Texas. What part of Texas?
I am in Luling, Texas. I am just right in the middle of Beto country.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But that's not why I'm calling. I wanted to just take all of this back to reality where we live right now. And I was taking my dad. I'm taking care of my parents. They're old. I'm a baby boomer. I'm taking them to the DMV in Lockhart, right?
Okay.
Lockhart, Texas. And I'm taking him down there to get his driver's license renewed. He says to me, well, shouldn't you be taking me to Del Rio? I said, Daddy, what do you mean? He says, well, I just go across the border, get a free hotel room. I don't need an ID. My identity, I'm here. Just take me to Del Rio. I'll get it all for free.
Yep.
That's exactly what he said.
Yep. I mean, that's the going thing right now.
And he is 89 years old, Will. He's 89 years old. And all of this noise, all the noise, it's all noise.
It is.
It's all noise.
Yeah, they do this to distract us too. 100%.
It's noise. We just have to get back to reality, you know? You just have to be grounded in faith. You have to know what's right and wrong.
Yep.
You have to see what's going on. You have to say, stop it. Just stop it. So I guess what I want to say is thank you for having me on. And go Abbott. Go DeSantis. Go Kerry Lake. Go Herschel Walker. Let's get this country back.
Yes.
And
yes.
I am 100%. In your corner, and thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for taking my call, and everybody go vote. I'm scared to go vote.
Are you?
I am, with the whole new violence in Texas thing, because I have COVID. Guess what? I'm boosted, I'm vaccinated, but I have COVID.
Really?
Take care of my elderly parents. Yes, I can't go vote early, which I was going to do, because I don't want to go vote with COVID, right? I'm thinking, well, maybe by Tuesday I will go in person. But then I'm thinking, now they're saying there's going to be gun violence, and I'm right here in the middle of Liberalville.
You know,
well,
but
not really.
But you know what? That's
everybody looks at
That's what they want all of us to be terrified.
You know, liberals aren't going to have a gun.
And liberals don't own guns.
So, I don't know if I worry about that.
The thing is everybody here that's moving in is voting blue. I see more Beto signs in the yards when I go to HEB, and it scares me to death.
Yeah, it's just disgusting.
And I'm like, why are you here?
You know what's weird to me, though? Because, you know, I'm from California. And we've talked to several people, and believe it or not, all the liberal neighbors we have are actually from Texas.
Yes.
They're not even from out of state.
That's the interesting thing that we found out.
They want change here in Texas. They want to be like California, and they want to be like Chicago, and they're tired of the old-fashioned politics here in Texas.
Please go home. You know, they're sucking up our natural resources. You know, we're having blackouts, and y'all are talking about all these electric vehicles and stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, but you can't plug them in.
Exactly.
That's true.
They can't even plug them in.
Not even in California. They can't plug them in.
Can't even plug them in.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, Marty, you know what? Let me say this. Do not be afraid to go vote, because that's the exact same tactics that the Democrats have done in the past. They're the true voter suppressions in the country. Do not allow them to intimidate you from voting.
Yeah.
And you exercise your right.
One person in the chat just said an excellent comment. They said, don't be afraid to go. Be afraid if you don't go.
Ooh,
that's pretty powerful.
That is. Did you get that?
I'll be there if I have to wear an N95 to protect everybody else. Because I'm a nursing home administrator by trade. I lived through this. Yep. I've been through all of it. I know it backwards and forwards, but these people, I'm like, go home.
Well, if you go in with a mask on, you're pretty much going to be safe, because they're going to say, okay, you're a liberal, so they expect you to vote for Beto. I'm just telling you. So you'll be safe. The rest of us that, you know.
That's a good point.
Right.
Yep. Wait.
And to protect them.
Yep, absolutely.
But you guys go vote. Everybody go vote. I'll be there voting, and I promise I won't infest anybody. But damn it, Beto.
I know.
I mean, really?
Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah,
I can't stand seeing
it's
those
crazy.
Signs.
So,
all right.
Well, have a good weekend. Thanks, have a good weekend. Take care.
All right. Bye bye.
All right, Shannon, we have another caller here. The last four is 9888. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, you guys. Mark here from Wisconsin.
Hey, Mark. How you doing? Thank you so much for the call.
You bet. Well, I really do appreciate you guys being out there to listen to. It helps you make it through the day a little bit. I hate to put this bummer thought in your head, but I know, Will, you've probably actually thought of this before. I don't hear anybody talking about it. Is there anything legitimate that the president can do to postpone an election?
Right,
like
now,
being at war or
in a war?
Yeah, if Putin decides to, for example, if Putin decides to nuke at Ukraine, right? If he decides to nuke Ukraine, which has nothing to do with us, we're not even there, to my understanding. Biden can call a state of emergency and do martial law. And it will suspend, if he calls martial law, it will suspend our elections until they say everything is the coast is clear. But they'll never say the coast is clear, because they already said that if Putin actually does this, then the NATO would get involved, which United States of America would get involved, and will probably be in full-fledged war. That's my understanding. Hopefully that doesn't take place, and that's just something, a scenario, right?
Now, would that happen between now and Tuesday? I don't know.
Right.
Right. But the thing that made me think about this was the other day, and I can't remember if it was you guys that were talking that brought this up or somewhere else, but the Saudi Arabia put out a warning that Iran was something going on with Iran, that they were going to attack an American Air Force base and some stuff in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we did report on that.
Wouldn't a guy like Biden take advantage of that? Couldn't he just say, hey, there's something going on and we can't have an election right now?
Well, I think he would have to show war. Yeah, have to show tangible proof of why you're doing this. And most people, I think most people be like, yeah, no. I mean, just because we get threats all the time.
Yeah, we do.
We get threats all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we stopped, you know, functioning as a nation because of every single threat we got, we would never be functioning. So,
right, but I only say that because we've seen so many things happen in the last 2 years that have never happened before.
True. No, I'm with you.
That's all.
I'm totally with you. I'm totally understand exactly what you're saying.
And you're absolutely right. There are things happening now that haven't happened in a very long time.
Yes.
Something's brewing up. It's going to happen. Is it going to happen before the election? I don't think so, but you never know.
Mark, I mean, I think you're over the target, Mark. I'm so with you. I'm just being, you know, optimistic here. I'm hoping that nothing like that happens because we need this red wave to happen. But I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And also, I'm just saying, I think he'd be capable of doing it even if there wasn't anything happening. You know
they make false flags. They do false flags all the time. So I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. I kept saying, and actually a couple weeks ago, and then Shannon say something here. I've been saying this a couple weeks ago that I expect him to do something before the election. I expect him to do something. I expect something to happen to prevent what they see coming. I expect something. So I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong, but I think you expect it too, because they're capable of anything, right?
I mean, it would have to be pretty big for him to stop an election.
I agree.
That's not something that our government would take very lightly.
The local state governments, at least.
To stop people voting.
Right.
So, I mean, it would have to be.
I hope you guys are right.
Full-fledged war.
I hope we're right too, but I'm with you. I you know what? I talked about that scenario. I've been talking about it for months now, so we'll have to see.
Okay,
have you voted yet, Mark?
Nope, I'm waiting until the day.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good for you.
It's going to be interesting. I dread the long weekend without being able to listen to you guys, but I'll be there Monday. All right.
We'll be here Monday. We'll be here Monday to give
thanks
any updates that we have. Hey, take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
Take care.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Yeah. For me, I'm more concerned about what they're going to do after the election.
You know, I love that statement. That statement that you just read.
Mm-hmm.
I love that statement.
Too. That was by, I think it was by Vicky.
Was it by Vicky?
Let's see.
That was such an awesome statement.
I'm sorry. The chat's going by fast, so...
That's an awesome statement. I think if I remember correctly, don't be afraid of what can happen when you go to the polls.
Yeah,
be afraid if you don't go.
She said, don't be afraid to go. Be afraid if you don't.
Was it Vicky?
Yep, it was Vicky.
Vicky, if it's okay with you, I'm going to repeat that tonight on my broadcast tonight. Okay, if it's you got it. I love it, but I'm going to have to repeat it. And it's Vicky, right? Okay, most definitely. I'm going to make a note here. Vicky said an awesome comment. I probably won't say exactly, but I'll paraphrase it exactly. And I'm giving you credit, Vicky, because that's awesome. You know, don't be afraid of going. Be afraid of not going, because if you don't go, oh my goodness. And they're doing this right now. This is their fear tactic. Wait a minute. Didn't Hillary Rodham Clinton said that the Republicans doing fear tactic to keep people from voting because all the crime that's happening across the country. So now they're using this, right? They're telling people, oh, you can't go to the polls because it's going to be violence.
Yeah. It's almost like you can almost tell us our their plans without showing us their plan, right? Like we know
they're out and open with it now.
Violence is the plan.
Yeah, they're out and open with it. Let's be violent and let's tell them we're going to be violent to prevent them from going. The Democrats have always been the violent ones. They've always been the violent ones.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
They're the ones always doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over and over and over and over and over
and over and over and over
and over and over and again. Okay, hey, everybody, it's Friday. We went over, 23 minutes, about 24 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe to our Podbean channel here. It really makes a difference and it really helps. And I want to say thank you to Mary and Sherry for those Podbeans, the wonderful beans Thank you so much. They are a true blessing.
And
that's
Ruby
the way we see them.
Ruby also sent a gift.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Ruby.
Ruby, thank you as well, Ruby. It really makes a difference. Thank you so much for the blessings. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, look, just be strong.
Pray.
Get in prayer.
Pray for our local
get in prayer.
Candidates.
Yes, mm-hmm. Get in prayer. Pray for our country to get back on the right track. All right. God bless everyone. We will talk to you Monday.
Monday.
We'll talk to you Monday. Monday fun day.
It's
going to be
Monday fun day.
It's
going to
be
that.
Monday madness day for real.
Okay, there we
it's going to be madness
All
day.
All right, everybody.
Take care, everybody. God bless.